Thanks for listening to this podcast. For more information about the City Gate, visit www.thecitygate.org.
Why don't you just start praying in the Spirit while they're taking up that offering? Can we do that? I just feel like we're in a believers' meeting tonight, so let's just pray in the tongues. Let's just build ourselves up in most holy faith. Let's just believe that out of our belly, rivers of living water begin to flow. Come on, the same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead quickens mortal bodies tonight. Father, we thank you in advance for miracles tonight. We've heard the word of the Lord this morning, and we believe that that portal is open. We believe the gate is wide tonight, and we are anticipating the supernatural intervention of Almighty God in this place. I pray for disc and vertebra to be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Pray for respiratory conditions to be healed tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray for scoliosis, the curvature of the spine, to be healed tonight in Jesus' name. Sinusitis to be healed tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we are in faith to believe that broken people are going to be put back together again. I pray for emotional healing tonight. I pray for the scars of betrayal to be swallowed in the hope that God has a future for every person represented in this room tonight. We give you glory in advance for all that you're doing, for all that you're saying, for all that you are. When we talk about the man that we would call John the Revelator or John the Beloved, we talk about him now from the scope of his status as a man who loved God maybe like no other man. We find him at the Last Supper with his head in Jesus' heart. And when we talk about this man, we have to find out that before we begin to see him the way we begin to see him, he began to see some potential in himself. To the point that whenever John references himself in his own gospel, he calls himself the one whom Jesus loved. That sounds arrogant. I thought at best he would have called himself the one who loved Jesus. But he knew that what was significant about him was not that he loved Jesus. What was significant about him was that Jesus loved him. Anybody that saw Jesus would love Jesus, but only Jesus could see John and love John. And so that's why I think this song is so important tonight. This, I receive that I am loved by God. And I made the statement last night, and I'm going to do the best I can to build on it a little bit tonight, that when Jesus is baptized by John in the River Jordan, the voice of God comes with the divine affirmation. Would you stand, please, if you don't mind, just stand with us. And when John is baptizing Jesus in the River Jordan, the divine affirmation comes and the Father says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Spirit descends like as of a dove. And the next verse says, and the Spirit leads him into the wilderness. We talked last night about the difference between being led and being driven. Slaves are driven, sons are led. You wouldn't have to be driven into anything if you would let God lead you into seasons that may be uncomfortable for your flesh, but they are going to produce something that you've always desired to see produced in you. And the first thing that happens to Jesus when he gets in the wilderness is the devil comes to tempt him. And the first thing the devil says is, if you are the Son of God. He left a word out. Because the Father had just said that he was the beloved Son. And the enemy always wants you to question your status as beloved. If you ever start believing that God's love for you is conditional, negotiable, then you're in peril to fall into the temptations that are to come. Things in your life that are liquid, but the love of God is solid. I want you to stretch your hands toward him tonight, and I want you to prepare to hear what the word of the Lord is going to bring to us. But I want you to get real, real secure in the fact that he loves you tonight. I want you to get real, real secure in your position as beloved of God. I want you to believe that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who don't walk after the flesh, but are led by the Spirit of the living God. I say over you tonight, He loves you. He's going to love you enough to speak profound truth into your situation. He loves enough to confront. He loves enough to challenge. He loves enough to chastise. He loves enough to exhort and to equip. He loves you big time. If you don't know Him, He loves you big time. If you used to serve Him and now you're a prodigal that has wandered away from Him, He loves you big time. If you're a believer doing the best you can but stumbling from time to time, He loves you big time. I happen to believe He loves you so much He will not let you stay that way. But He'll supply you with the grace that gives you the ability to begin to live according to the standard of His Word. Say that tonight with your hands lifted in the air. Say, He loves me. Do you know that, how He loves us so? Oh, how He loves us. You know that? Jump on up there, man, and start singing that for a minute. Let's just get in the river tonight and see if we can't just get trashed. And look, Dutch spoke this morning and gave more information than any human being should ever have to absorb in one service. Just listening to Dutch teach like drinking from a fire hydrant. So if you just need some information that's going to change you, you can listen to it over and over again, get the CD. Let's just get drunk tonight. That's what I feel like doing. Let's just get blasted in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, let's let Him ruin us for every other lover. Come on, He's good. Come on. Come on, just let the river flow. We want to get swept away tonight, God. Come on, just receive of that love tonight. Just drink deep from that well. There's healing in that well. There's wholeness in that revelation that He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Come on, there's restoration in the revelation that He loves us. He loves us. Father, we just yield to You tonight. We got no greater desire than to just get drunk on Your love again tonight. Just drink deep of all that You have.